Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is the new Main Street Guthrie Center Director, Lindsay Gilland, for part one of our two-part series.
What brought you to join Main Street Guthrie Center?
So my husband and family and I actually moved into this area almost 2 years ago, about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And we just loved the small town community feeling. And when I heard about Main Street and what Main Street all incorporates, and everything that they do for the community and the surrounding area of that Main Street, when I heard of the position opening, I, you know, just kind of took a chance, and being new to the community, just really wanted to bring valuable information that maybe I could bring to the table to help expand and grow the Main Street, the small community feeling that we have here in Guthrie.
All right. And what does Main Street Guthrie Center do?
So Main Street Guthrie Center is an organization. It's actually through Main Street Iowa, which is connected, and through Main Street America. So it's broken down into Main Street Guthrie Center here, and it's a program that is here to enhance the economic vitality of our small community in Guthrie Center. We also promote the historic preservation of our buildings, of our community, as well as help support and champion, along with the community, engaging in partnership in our downtown businesses and to help grow that community feeling within our businesses.
What events do you know of that Main Street Guthrie Center has done this past year?
So I actually came on beginning of November this year. So I have two that have been kind of under my belt already that we have participated in as Main Street Guthrie Center. We had the Shop Small Business Saturday, which is always the Saturday after Thanksgiving and after Black Friday. And speaking with all of the participating businesses, they said they had a really great turnout. Shopping local, you know, really helps the community, helps our Main Street, helps the store, helps the business owner, as well as their family. And then we also yearly have the Reindeer Express, which this year was on December 3rd. I was there as well, helping volunteer throughout it all, and we had a huge success for that as well. We typically will have live reindeer, Santa and Mrs. Claus, crafts for the children to participate in, keepsakes that we made this year that they could take home and save, along with snacks, hot chocolate, and just really building that family, having that family time, that family event. And then also, actually, tonight, obviously pending weather, we do have a new event that some of our businesses came together and felt that there was a need for. It's called a Wishlist Wednesday, and we do it. We're hoping to do it every year, and it's going to be for those people that, you know, can go into our participating store here on Main Street, and they can fill out a wish list of exactly what they want from that store, color, size, you know, very particular, and then their loved one, whomever is going in to shop for them, can go into that store tonight between 5 and 7 and shop directly off of that wish list.
Okay, and you said some of the businesses had kind of come together and brought that idea up. What made them want to do that?
I feel that it started seeing some of the other surrounding communities were having some, I think that Panora has like a procrastinators shopping night, and just seeing the need of, you don't always know what your loved one wants. They might give you an idea, but if you can just shop directly off of it. Some of the stores started particularly going towards like the men population for this, and then it kind of just evolved into an entire community involvement. So it started out as just for men, and now it's literally for anyone that wants to go in and shop off of that wish list.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.